Good morning. I didn't get enough good mornings. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning, though, I think, when you go to open your curtains and it's like warm. You feel like the warmth from the curtains, because lately it's been a little bit better at that. But yeah, in the wintertime, you barely ever feel that. And it's kind of nice to do that in the mornings. If you want to look to your bulletin this morning, look there and we'll go over a couple different announcements. There's quite a few going on there. Today, right after the worship service, between worship service and Sunday school, we're having a card shower for the Hoffmans. It's Jim's last Sunday. There's a basket out in the foyer right now for cards, and then there'll be cupcakes to be served during that time. And we will be able to have a little bit of fellowship time and be able to send them off. So please plan to stay for that and honor and serve them and keep them in your prayers as we go. The building surveys section there, the building committee is going to meet this week. We're going to put together all the things we talked about at the meeting we had a few weeks ago, and the surveys that we handed out. There's more out there on the table if you lost yours or whatnot. Get those turned in so we have those as well, so we can get your opinions and your inputs on all that, so we can put together something that hopefully is what the church needs altogether. So please make note of that. Those need to be turned in by today. The Chosen study starts tonight at 6 o'clock, and that'll be every Sunday night starting tonight, and then there'll be a few that we won't necessarily have because of various reasons. But come tonight, and then you can figure out all those other times. The Plus One Pregnancy Center has got their fundraiser at James Valley. That is February 21st. That's this Saturday at 6. There's more information out on the bulletin board as well on that. There's a bunch of different things out on the tables as you look. I think we have this week covered for Club Rock Snacks, but after that, there's not much filled out after that. So if there's something you could do to serve in that way, put your name out on that one. There's stuff on the very last one here, the Centennial Committee. If you can help out with any of the volunteer roles in that aspect of helping with the centennial celebration coming up in August, look through that, see if you can help. That would be great if we could get those filled out. There is also a stack of stuff there for Megateen registration forms for anyone from grades 7 through 12. If you want to know more about that, go talk to somebody that's been there, and they can tell you a lot about that as well. And then also on that rectangular table over there has got all those building plans and the options sheets or the surveys for the building committee. And then there's the SBA thing, the Megateen. And then there's also for the kids there and the Victory Center Bible Camp, there's a sheet there to explain to them that the church is going to pay for anyone who's willing to go and wanting to go to Victory Center Bible Camp this year. So all costs paid for as far as that goes. There's details in the bulletin on that. The registration does open on March 1st, so make note of that, and it does fill up really, really fast. So there's a code on there. You just register your kid, you punch in that code, it's taken care of. So make note of that, take advantage of that. That's it's a huge blessing that camp is a really great camp, and we support them as our missionaries as well. So lots of stuff out on the tables there. Go take a look, see what we can do for you. So are there any other announcements that I might have missed?
Just one. By somebody more powerful than me, I was asked to do this. There's a lady in our church. If you, on your birthday, haven't received a card from her, you'd be an oddity. I think God has made it a mission to make sure everybody's birthday gets acknowledged. And if you don't get one, let her know, all right? For right now, today is her birthday, and so I've been asked to sing with you all.
Yes, happy birthday to Valerie Osberger. Really, really nice lady. So thank you. Thank you, David. We'll go to our call to worship now, which is from Psalm 63, 1 through 3. It says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water, so I have looked up you. I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you.
Good morning again. Let's stand together and sing number 67 in our hymnals, The Love of God. 67 in our hymnals.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. When years of time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, the stretch from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints' and angels' song.
Thanks for singing with me. Let's take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them here this morning.
Well, good morning again. Grateful that you're worshiping with us. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of them that have come through the week. glad people text them in, so I have an update on Rich Strasberg, that they are down in Sioux Falls at the rehab facility in for Avira. In speaking with the neurologist, he did have another small stroke on his left side, and this is the same as the second one that he had. And so they're going to be going through quite a bit of testing to find out, get to the bottom of maybe why he's having some of the strokes. So they're asking maybe to hold off if you happen to be going through the area and we're wanting to stop by and see them. The room that he's in neuro rehab is pretty small, and he does need to conserve his energy for the amount of therapy he needs to do. But they do appreciate people's prayers through this time. Also, Bob Ohm had testing done on his thyroid, and I believe, trying to remember what June said. That he does have thyroid cancer. Seems like there's a single nodule on his thyroid. It's the 99% effectiveness of going through the surgery to have his thyroid removed. So they'll keep us updated on when his surgery is scheduled. Mike, I don't know if you want to share. So Mike's cancer has come back and has metastasized to pelvic area, a rib or two in his lymph nodes. So we'll be praying for you and Roseanne through this time, but also for your appointment tomorrow. And grateful that Mike, when he sent me that, he did mention that we're at peace, and that's the best place to be, in God's hands. But we'll be praying, and definitely praying for the great physician to heal. Also this morning, Ernie kind of stopped in. Shirley's recovery is going slower. Some of that is just that she's 5 years older than she was when she had done last. And so just be praying for Ernie and Shirley. Do we have any news that you want to share, Jerry?
Wayland,
Marshall in Jersey had a strong, healthy young boy named Wayland. I believe the birth occurred while we were having our deacon meeting, and Grandpa did keep it together. So, but at that point, we didn't know the name. So I'm glad to hear that Wayland has entered this world, and for Marshall in Jersey, we'll be praying for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dale.
Our 15-year-old granddaughter, Alethea, is still in the hospital. They finally determined that it is ulcerative colitis.
The itis part means there's something being irritated, probably in the colon area, and I'm sure it's not very pleasant. So, which, for 15, is that 15-year-old? So we will be praying for her parents and extended family, but that God would heal and for the plan to move forward. So we'll be praying for Alethea. Other prayer requests or praises? Mary, and then Michelle. Mary teaches out at the colony, and one of her students broke his collarbone, and so praying for healing for him, as well as the healing process requires him to be rather still, so which we all know with young boys that is difficult. Michelle. Okay, so Michelle has been dealing with cancer treatments and has had a second round of testing. We understand the waiting for results can be very, very nerve-wracking, but we'll be praying for God's healing and Michelle and this path that she's been walking. Other prayer requests or praises? Yes, it has been beautiful weather outside. I'm still remarking that I'm not sure it's February 15th. Feels more like March or April, which then someone always has to bring it back and say, well, we may pay for it later. So who knows, but we'll enjoy each day. But we do also know we need moisture. That's a big, big request as we get ready for spring. Well, let's pray. Oh, hold on, my wife. So the update from Bob, we have not been able to get into the urologist any sooner, so it looks like Friday. And I'll add an addendum. Tammy's siblings are going to be able to come to the appointment, and Tammy's brother is actually going to spend the weekend with his dad. So Tammy and I are going to spend a little time in Sioux Falls, but we do appreciate your prayers for him. It does look like his cancer spread beyond the prostate as well for these the appointment on Friday to kind of get where we're at and the plan and see how, see what the future may look like. But we're grateful that God has that in control. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we hear the requests, it is easy to become overwhelmed with the significance of each individual. And I'm thankful that each request that we have, and many of them deal with health issues, and several of them are rather dire diagnoses or potential diagnoses with cancer. And in our humanness, that is a heavy weight that rests upon our shoulders. Father, thank you that as your son came to this world, he told us that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And sometimes that's not how it feels. And that may be because we're carrying too much of the load. Peter also tells us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And many times I think about the first part and brush over the second, that the reason we can lift them, hand them over, is because you care. Amazed again and again that the God of this universe not only cared enough to send his son, but he knows us by name. And that by coming into your kingdom, by receiving the sacrifice that Jesus has offered and accomplished on our behalf, you have adopted us as sons and daughters. And as the psalmist could say, the Lord is my shepherd. Father, for those that are walking through hard times, and it may be the valley of the shadow of death, the psalmist tells us that we can fear no evil because your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And so, Father, I pray for Bob Ohm, that you would guide the doctors in the plan. Thankful that his cancer was discovered early. Just pray for the surgery and the upcoming healing time. Father, I also lift up Mike Bryan to you, and as he has a consult on Monday, And as going through all the testing this past week at Mayo's, that you would place your loving hand upon him and Roseanne, that Father, it is our desire that you would heal. And we don't know how that you will accomplish that. But Father, we also know that you will, as the great physician, bring the comfort that they need and the peace they need. Father, I lift up Michelle to you, that as she awaits results, and we know that she has had a very long path with cancer already, that you would remind her again and again on a daily basis that you are there and you are here with her. Father, I thank you as the family of God, we can come alongside of individuals. Father, we lift up Rich Strasberg and Christy to you, that you would be healing and help him through the process of therapy and testing. Father, we ask that you would give the insight the doctors and the neurologist needs to maybe see where and why these strokes are occurring. Father, we lift up Dale and Ruth's granddaughter to you, Lathia, that you would be an ever-present help. As being in the hospital can be scary, getting a diagnosis that may be something that she has to live with. Father, we ask for healing and for understanding for her and her parents, and knowing as extended family, it's not much more, but it is the most to be able to pray. And Father, I thank you for even in our lives, Tammy and I's life, that of having parents, grandparents that prayed for us. And it's just a reminder that we don't walk through these times alone. I pray for my father-in-law, Bob, and the appointment on Friday, that if weather comes in, that we would still be able to all meet together in Sioux Falls. Pray for safety and Tammy's sister and brother coming. And Father, we lift up Marshall and Jersey to you and little Wayland. We're grateful for the new addition into their family. And we just ask that you would be strengthening him and mom, and as they become a larger family, just that you would continue to provide them the wisdom as parents that they need each day. Father, we're grateful for the good weather. You know our need for moisture, and so we lay that before you. We are grateful for the ministries you've raised up and the opportunities we have around the world. We lift up Judy Bowman as she is the missionary we have emphasized. We're thankful for her trip to Florida and the little snippets that she's been able to send to us to keep us connected with what you're doing through the Willpower Ministry. And Father, we ask that you would use this offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
day the Lord made us this morning. Before we sing, I just want to say, as many of you, I'm sure, Don and I have been very blessed by Tammy and Jim, Pastor Jim, and their family, and they've been amazing, kind, loving people who God called them to be, and I'm, like many of you, I'm going to really miss their smiles, their encouragement, their love, the way that they have come beside you in times of hardship and times of joy, and I just wanted to say thank you for the years of love, fellowship, the way that you've cared for the people of this church, this community, and we're all excited for where God's taking you, what he's going to do for you, and I just wanted to say thank you, and we'll miss you. We're going to stand, we're going to sing, we're going to love the Lord and praise him.
Sacrifice. If not going with my life. Jim, I got to tell you, it's been a pleasure to have you part of the group and everything that you share and that you bring to the table, from your input to your the bass voice that we're going to miss here. There's a lot that you do behind the scenes and things that we're going to discover, I guess, as we go a little bit. We're trying to fill in those roles as we can, but as a group, we wanted to give you a thank you for your time, your dedication, your sacrifice, because it's service is can often be sacrifice, and the time that you give and the toll that it takes, but it's also a blessing. You know, sometimes we see it later on, but I just want to, I guess our prayer for you is that you're blessed as you go on and continue to serve. So thank you for your time, Jim. Well, that felt like that was a good send-off song. You know, we're not done yet. But you know, as our life song sings, that we can assign Jesus' name to the work that we do. But let's continue. Thank you.
ahead and be seated. Join us in this last song.
Father, we are so thankful that you, as a holy God, desire a relationship with us, and that you love us, and that you sent your Son to to die on the cross so we might be reconciled to you. We thank you for the privilege of singing praises to you. We thank you for the privilege it is to be called children of God. We pray these things in Jesus' name.